USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reportedly out of a hospital, the alleged synagogue mass shooter is to go before a judge this afternoon in Pittsburgh. Robert Bauer is facing 29 charges in connection to the mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue Saturday, where 11 people were killed and 6 others were wounded. As some blame politicians, including President Trump, for fueling recent violence and hate crimes, Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway says it's the attacks on the White House that aren't helping to unify the nation, as President Trump has been calling for.
The kind of rhetoric that is said day in and day out about this White House, the people who work here, the president, the vice president, their families, it's got to stop.
Police in Matthews, North Carolina say a student who was shot by a fellow student at a high school this morning is in critical condition, and the shooter's now in custody. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Rapper Kanye West is encouraging black voters to leave the Democratic Party, designing his own line of hats and shirts supporting Blexit, short for Black Exit. It's a campaign that urges African Americans to break away from the political party to, as he says, find freedom over tyranny. West's items launched at the Turning Point USA's Young Black Leadership Summit in Washington over the weekend.
This for you guys. Congratulations.
That's first-year Major League Baseball manager Alex Cora after his Boston Red Sox become the 2018 World Series champions, defeating the L.A. Dodgers 5-1 last night in Game 5. The Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, spoke about his team.
I can't say enough about our ball club, the fight. Our guys stuck together, stayed the course, and believed in one another, and put ourselves in a chance to win a championship.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Many Republicans are defending themselves against those who are blaming them for a recent spate of violent attacks in America. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
House Speaker Paul Ryan tells CBS's Face the Nation that Republicans must share the blame for America's divisions.
Conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Linsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well. Identity politics, which is now being practiced on both sides of the aisle, is unfortunately working, and I think we, as leaders, we got to figure out how do we make inclusive aspirational politics strategically valuable again.
News host Megyn Kelly expected to be released from her contract at NBC soon. An NBC spokesperson saying in a statement over the weekend that, quote, Megyn Kelly today is not returning, going on to say that starting on Monday morning, the 9 a.m. hour was going to be hosted by other Today co-anchors. Just 1 year into her three-year contract with the Comcast-owned NBC, Kelly shocked viewers with an on-air defense of blackface Halloween costumes.
You get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface. Yes. Halloween, or a black person who puts on white face for Halloween. When I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
It's expected NBC will be letting Kelly go, but they have to figure out under what terms she'll be released. A source close to Kelly tells Vanity Fair that she wants to go back to Fox News, where she was an anchor for 13 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.